All rise, His Eminence the Grand Vizier Mehmet Pasha, Chief Minister to the Sultan.
So, these men stand accused of starting a fire in a Jewish house. And these men of stealing the lost treasure of Suleiman the Magnificent?
Yes, Your Eminence.
The crown His Honor is holding is the treasure of the great Suleiman the Magnificent, lost so many years ago. We searched for it far and wide, only so that we may return it to its rightful owner, to our great Sultan. With great effort, we uncovered the secrets of its whereabouts and brought it back to Constantinople. But those greedy Jewish treasure hunters have now taken it, and they intend to use it for themselves. This, an ancient royal treasure of the Sultan.
Your Eminence, please. We're not treasure hunters at all. We didn't even know this was the great treasure of Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent.
Indeed? How then did you procure such a magnificent prize?
It was given to us by the Jews of Buda, Your Eminence.
And why would they give you such a priceless treasure?
They presented it to us out of the goodness of their heart, in order to pay the ransom of Jewish prisoners.
For Jewish prisoners? You see, Your Honor, the Jews only wanted it for themselves. Such a historic treasure does not belong in the hands of a non-Muslim. It is ours. It belongs to the Sultan.
Your Eminence, please allow me to say something. The Jews of Buda did not give us this treasure, Your Eminence. The Jews of Buda did not give it to us. Not to me. Not to my friend Shlomo here. Not even to our honored Chacham. It was given to the 1,000 Jewish men, women, and children who sit chained in the slave houses down by the docks, waiting anxiously for us to free them. The Jews of Buda used this crown for our most holy Torah, to be used only on the most special ceremonies. Truly a treasure. But they gave it away in a moment for the greatest treasure of all, to save the lives of 1,000 of our brothers and sisters. Please, Your Eminence, these men here, Mahmud and Ishmael, they wanted to steal this treasure. They have chased after us during our journey, attempted to kill one of us, and set the Chacham's house on fire trying to get it. They only saw the gold it was made of, but we saw far more. We see only a chance to relieve the suffering of our fellow Jews. For us, the crown may be made of gold, yet is far more precious than gold. We are not treasure hunters, Your Eminence, but throughout these long weeks of traveling, I think we have found one anyway. Not of greed, or riches, or golden crowns, but of brotherhood, of unity. And perhaps, indeed, that is the most precious treasure of all.